So good afternoon, everybody. So today I'd like to give a bit of an update on the Spartan project, so the reusable launch system, Indigenous Australian reusable launch system for small satellites, and I'll particularly talk about the flyback booster aspect of that. We did a subscale flight test of the booster since the last conference, and so I'll give a bit of an update on that. A description of that, and an update on the project. So the motivation behind this system is this commercial opportunity for small satellites. So, you know, we all know about the reduction in size of modern electronics and, you know, and how a lot of talk at the conference this week has been about CubeSats. CubeSats are smaller than the types of sizes that I would be talking about and perhaps more in line with where Doug was going this morning about bigger ones that have more functionality. So talking about satellites in the range of masses between 25 and perhaps up to 200 kilograms, of course. And the thing is, there's actually no dedicated launcher for things of that size. And so all the 400-odd satellites that are supposed to go up this year, they're all done rideshare, as we all know. So there's a real commercial opportunity there. Now, there are many, many companies, mainly in the US, small companies trying to meet this opportunity. And every one of them is essentially scaling down standard rocket technology to this scale and try to meet this dedicated, to try to accomplish a dedicated launch. But the thing about a rocket is it doesn't scale down extremely well, and none of the companies yet have really, even though they've had quite a bit of time, have been able to come up with a system that's commercial and that they can make money launching these small things. And so I would argue that the only way to really make money on these systems, or a better way to make money, is to have something that's reusable, something that you can invest a bit more up front and then have a reusable system that you don't toss away each time. So this is the classic study that everyone talks about. That's a plot of the number of satellites between 1 and 50 kilograms that versus calendar year that will be launched 2014. The study was done in 2014, and then there's a projection going forward. And this is all based on the, you know, no change in the technology, so just rideshare technology and the costs associated with that. And, you know, there's a growing opportunity there for these dedicated launches. And as I mentioned, these expendable rockets get their efficiency by being enormous. If you shrink a rocket down, the structural mass fractions just go up, become less efficient. The scramjet-type system, which is the one that I would advocate, the size of launch system that you're talking about really is nice for a scramjet. And it's sort of this, it's actually slightly bigger than many of the scramjet systems.